This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leona McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Mike Morin and Cassie Burnick, and we're talking about Sense of Place. The second presentation is happening this coming Wednesday. That's March 4th, 6 till 7:30 in the evening at Tuckerman Brewing Company, and that's going to be Mounted Safety and Rescue Beyond the 10 Essentials. You can find more information anytime by going to backyardconcept.org. That's backyardconcept.org. /sense of place. Mike and Cassie, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you for having us, Tony.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So this is a series of community forums that are being hosted to help people get engaged and learn what's going on with their community, especially with the outdoor recreation aspect.
Yeah, exactly. Really focusing on public land management. So all the topics of the day, the last panel discussion focused on trail development and partnerships around that. And like you mentioned, this time we're going to be talking about search and rescue, primarily focused on public lands.
Yeah, so why don't we talk a little bit about that? This presentation is about mounted safety and rescue. What sort of topics are going to be covered? Obviously, the 10 essentials are being set aside for this, or is it building on the 10 essentials?
No, we're setting aside that classic 10 essentials talk. We really want to, the point of these discussions across the board is to dive deeper into each topic area. And so we have some great panelists that will have speaking and part of the event this Wednesday, professionals and volunteers in the field. And they'll be talking about things like basically what do they do in terms of preparing for search and rescue calls at both organizationally, but also as individuals. Talking a little bit about the hot topic of charging for rescues, which it always brings up interesting opinions. And also looking at just the trend across the country around a rising increase in search and rescue calls around the nation and how that correlates here. Are we seeing a similar thing? And just talking a little bit about that.
All right. And why don't we go through that panel of experts, if you want to just list them off real quick.
Sure. We have Helen Hoffer from the Mount Washington Avalanche Center, Alex Lopachinsky from New Hampshire Fish and Game, Alexa Siegel from Mountain Rescue Service, and Chief Steve Solomon from Conway Fire will be all on the panel, and I'll be moderating the discussion.
So if you're just tuning in, it's Sense of Place Community Forums on Outdoor Recreation and Public Lands in the Mount Washington Valley. This Wednesday, March 4th, Mounted Safety and Rescue Beyond the 10 Essentials, 6 till 7:30 in the evening at Tuckerman Brewing Company. You can find more information anytime by going to backyardconcept.org/sense of place. That's backyardconcept.org/sense of place. Let's talk a little bit about the evening. Obviously, Tuckerman Brewing, there's going to be beverages that people will be able to purchase. Are there going to be food? Is there going to be food there? Or
Just what Tuckerman will have on hand. Okay. No food trucks or anything like that, but they always have, sometimes they have pizza and snacks and whatnot. But yeah, there'll be something to nosh on for sure.
If you haven't tried their pretzels,
oh yeah,
highly recommend that. They've got like a whole assortment of mustards that they come with. So delicious. So this is, again, Sense of Place, Wednesday, 6 till 7:30 in the evening at Tuckerman Brewing Company. And this is part of a whole collaborative event. I do want to talk a little bit about the list of organizations involved in this. So if you guys want to... Here, I'll just read it off because there's quite a few of them. So this is Access Fund is involved with this, Backyard Concept, Shakora Lake Conservancy, Hubbard Brook Research Foundation, REI, The Nature Conservancy in New Hampshire, Tin Mountain Conservation Center, Upper Saco Valley Land Trust, and White Mountain National Forest are all involved with this particular talk. I do want to get Cassie in. Cassie, what's your role with this upcoming event?
Yeah, so I am going to be I'm more involved in our upcoming event in April, which is the supporting diversity and inclusion in the outdoors, which is going to be our third topic in this series, which is going to, our main question is how we can, as a community, cultivate a more inclusive outdoor recreation community in the Mount Washington Valley. So another... key.
And that will be coming up in April. I think it is important to highlight this is an ongoing series. We had the first one in February. This Wednesday will be the second one, and that's going to be on the mounted safety. April will be supporting diversity and inclusion in the outdoors, and that's going to be at a different location for the first time.
Yes. Yeah, correct. Yeah, this will be at REI in North Conway. So the new nice REI North Conway. So that'll be fun. There'll also be beverages and food, adult yes. beverages.
Yes, they have secured beverages for all of them.
Yes.
And that will be 6 until 7:30 at REI April 1st.
April 1st,
for that
yeah.
one. There will also be an event going on May 6th that will be balancing sustainable recreation and wildlife. Mm-hmm. And that will be 6 till 7:30 at Ragged Mountain Equipment. And June 3rd will be the last one that is so far planned, and that's going to be recreating in a climate change environment. That will be 6 till 7:30 at Zips Pub, Cranmore Mountain. So we got the first couple at Tuckerman Brewing Company, including the one this Wednesday on Mountain Safety and Rescue Beyond the 10 Essentials. Wednesday, 6 till 7:30 in the evening at Tuckerman Brewing Company. For more information anytime, backyardconcept.org/senseofplace. That's backyardconcept.org/senseofplace. Mike, you said the first one went very well, well attended.
It was, yeah. We had about 70 people show up, and Jim Inez from the White Mountain National Forest Soccer Ranger District facilitated that discussion. We had some great partners on stage talking about both what it took to maintain the Crawford Path project the last couple years, as well as development of the Maple Villa Glade system with Granite Backcountry Alliance. And we're going to follow a similar format as that first discussion, where the first 45 minutes will be facilitated discussion with some kind of pre-planned questions. Mm-hmm. And then the last 45 really rely on audience participation. We want people to come with questions, the burning questions that they want answered from these professionals. And while we only have four folks on stage, we do know we'll have, this topic has garnered a lot of interest from other organizations that work in the SAR field here locally. So we'll have a good showing of experts that will be able to answer a variety of questions.
And this whole thing was created because there were a number of people who kind of had a disconnect between what was going on in the public lands and what they wanted to mm-hmm. do with public lands and everything. So the whole idea is to facilitate that conversation so they can get involved with things that are already underway.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So yeah, I think our biggest thing for creating this, you know, these series of community forums is to, like you said, connect the community with what the land managers of, you know, the lands that people are recreating on, like what they do behind the scenes, and like, yeah, and how we can reach out to the community and get them involved. Yeah.
So it's Sense of Place, Mountain Safety and Rescue Beyond the 10 Essentials is the next meeting this coming Wednesday, 6 till 7:30 at Tuckerman Brewing Company. For more information anytime, go to backyardconcept.org/senseofplace. Mike and Cassie, thank you both for joining me.
Thanks for having us, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leone McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.